Thank you for tuning in for the next 30 minutes to Victory Gospel Lighthouse Church. We are located at 907 Howard Street in Jennings, Louisiana. We would like to invite you to be our guest Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. for our regular service and Wednesday nights at 6:30 p.m. for Bible study. For more information, please contact us at P.O. Box 387, Jennings, Louisiana 70546. Now stay tuned for an exciting and anointed message from Pastor Austin Spell.
Thank you.
Good to have you.
It's always good to be in the house of the Lord, amen? And it's always good to come here to Jennings, to Pastor Spell's church, Victory Lighthouse, my wife and I. We couldn't wait for today to come, not only for the preaching, but for this afternoon. You know, we came last month, I think it was, for the singing here. And what a blessing time it was. I had to preach that Sunday morning at our church, and I was supposed to preach that Sunday morning here, and we ended up preaching at my church because we had a death in the church. And so we came that afternoon, and what an awesome time it was in the Lord. And we tried to make it on, I think it was the 2nd of August or something like that, but we just could not get out there, no matter how hard we tried. But we're here today, and that's what's important. We just got back Monday. We haven't even been back a week. We were on a 14-day excursion of ministering the Word of God up in New York and in South Carolina and throughout. So, and we had a great time in the Lord. We watched people get saved. We watched people cry. We watched chains be broken. And so we just had a real good time up there and traveling. It was a lot on our bodies, but, you know, the Lord says, go. If you go, I'll take care of you and I'll heal you. And so, amen, amen. So if you got your Bibles this morning, I don't want to keep you long because I know we've got the ministry coming up at 2 o'clock, and I don't want to hamper that, and I want to make sure everybody gets out and gets back in time. But if you got your Bibles, if you would go to the book of Job with me, we're going Old Testament, New Testament today, and we see what's going on in the world today. Oh, by the way, the real college team plays today at 3:30. It's the South Carolina Gamecocks. Just giving you a heads up. Okay? And the real Super Bowl team will be playing next Sunday at 1 o'clock. 4:30 against Baltimore. And that's the Buffalo Bills. So we're just giving you, we're just trying to make sure you guys are on board with the real teams. Okay? I did watch some of the game last night with Clemson and LSU. I don't care for either team, so I just was letting go. But it was a good game from what I saw. It was a real good game. So, amen.
But I don't care for them.
You know. So I mean, I know people say, well, you live in Louisiana, you got to pull for the LSU Tigers. No, I don't. No. You know. So.
You got one supporter out there.
Hey, one is better than none. Where two are there, where there's two or more. Amen. It's good to have fun in the house of the Lord. Amen.
Yes, it is.
But I want to talk about this. If I titled my message, and I did, I put, why me, God? You know, it's funny that we heard that song one day at a time. I heard that song yesterday. I was listening to Cutting Grass, and I was listening to I found a station that had old Christian music on it. I was like, wow. And because I like some of the new stuff, but they play, but that song, and then The Old Rugged Cross is one of my all-time favorites. And but it says, why me, God? You know, Job, we know the story of Job. Okay, Job went through a lot of stuff, but why? Why was it him, and what took place? So if you got your Bibles, if you go to the book of Job, we're going to start out in chapter 13, and we're going to start out in verse 15. Well, we're going to go out to verse 14. It says, wherefore do I take my flesh in my teeth and put my life in my hand? Though he slay me, yet I will trust in him, but I will maintain my own ways before him. He also shall be my salvation, for and a hypocrite shall not come before him. Now I want to go on to verse 23, and this is where my message is going to be in verse 23 and 24. It says, how many are my iniquities and sins? Make me to know my transgression and my sin. Wherefore, hidest thy face and holdest me from thy enemy. Father God, we come in the name of Jesus, Lord, this morning, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that You've given me breath to breathe, Lord, and you allow me to share your gospel, Father God. And I pray, Lord, that I do justice for you, Father. Lord, let not my words be heard, but let you be heard through my words, Father God, through my vocals, Lord. I just thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. I thank you for Pastor Spell and Sister Dean, Lord, and for what they do here, Lord. And I just ask, Lord, that today lives will be touched, chains will be broken, hearts will be mended, and healing will begin, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. So we see that Job, in the book of Job, is going, how many are my iniquities? Why is Job saying why? You know, we've heard in the past, I've heard people say all the time, oh, you're sick because you got sin in your life. That couldn't be farthest from the truth. Okay? God does not punish us like that. I don't believe that in my heart. I believe God is a God of grace and mercy and love. And I believe God wants everybody to be healed. I believe God wants everybody to be touched. But I also believe that there's times in our lives that we're going to go through things, and it's going to grow our faith. And I don't want to get too far ahead of my message because I just did that. That's like two pages in what I just said. Boy, oh boy. This is what I wrote. I wrote, Job is defending himself against the accusations from friends that he has sinned and he is suffering in a punishment from God. Now, I know nobody's ever had anybody talk trash about him, right? Nobody's ever had anybody talk smack about him behind their back. Hey, how are you, my brother? It's good to see you. You know, you're one of my closest friends. And then when you turn your back, he's got the knife, just like the devil. Okay? I know that's never happened to anybody in here except me, right? But it says that Job is defending himself against the accusations. So many times in this world today, we have to defend ourselves. And as Christians, we have to defend ourselves. Now, we saw what happened this past week at a Catholic church in Minnesota. And I watched on videos, and I posted some of these videos on my Facebook of these liberals and these people making jokes about it and saying we're going to get it because we're Christians. We have to hide. It's almost like the devil wants us to recluse and go hide because he's going to attack us. So if we don't come to church and you don't pronounce the name of Jesus Christ and you don't do this, I'll leave you alone. He ain't going to leave you alone regardless. But the Bible says if you deny me before man, I'll deny you before my Father. So we're to continue to go on. So I watched what took place, and I watched the heartache of what went down. I watched the heartaches not only for the families, but I watched the heartaches for the people that are involved, that are still alive. And I watched the heartaches for the ones that are so lost to this world, amen, that got so much evil and so much hatred in their heart that they can celebrate of little children dying at a person who's so confused. And why is he confused? It's because the devil has created that. And the devil has created that in our world today, in our society. And we're partially to blame because sometimes the church doesn't do enough. And we look at it and we go back and we say, why? Why, God? Why is this happening to us? You promised us that if we got saved and we started living for you, no problems would come. He never promised us that. That was what's her name who sang that song, I Never Promised You a Rose Garden. I think it was Tammy Wynette or something like that, or Lynn Andrews, somebody like that. But God never said that. I mean, in fact, God said just the opposite. The Bible says that when you became a Christian and you start serving God, you will be persecuted, not because of you, but because of him, because of what he's done for us on the cross on Calvary. And Brother Mark said he couldn't have said it no plainer. The only reason we have what we have today is because what took place on that cross on Calvary. And when you quit preaching the cross, you quit preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can't quit preaching the cross. You know, these churches that don't want to preach against sin, they don't. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. These churches that don't want to preach against sin, they want to preach everything is great. He loves you, sister. You continue to do what you're doing there, boy. You just keep going out and playing in the honky-tonk bars. You keep going out and committing sin. God still loves you. That is true. He still loves you, but he's not going to bless you. He's not going to give you those blessings the pastor was talking about, the floodgates of heaven and the cup runneth over. That ain't happening. Okay? Not from God. And so if you want to live in a life of luxury and life and knowing that, you know, my biggest thing is I want to make sure I'm going to heaven. That's my biggest fear is me missing out on heaven. Because once you die, it's over. You have your choices been made. And you know the greatest part about going to hell is, you know the worst thing about going to hell is? It's not the torture, not the pain, not the agony, but it's just separated from God for eternity. There's no turning back. So why me, God? So we see that Job is some, that, you know, we see that Job is going through, the accusations that his people, that his friends are the ones who are going against him. And God answers and says, Job, what are you talking about? And Job heard whereabouts, where he created the earth and he fed the lions, because God knows that all, because God knows all and knows about Job, his life that Job can never imagine. In other words, we need to be realized sometimes we go through trials so that our faith can be tested. Okay? It says the trials tested to a Christian person is what creates the quality of faith that we have. The trials that we go through, now I don't like this person, so I'm not going to mention her name, but she said a quote one time on stage. And she said this, you can't have a testimony without going through a test first. And that is so true. But where does that testimony come from? And where does that, and how did that test result in you? How did that test create your faith? You see, the more the devil comes at me, the more my faith in God exists. The more the devil comes at me, the more I'm placing more on God. And that's what he wants. He said, all you are our levied burden, laid it upon me. So he wants us to give it. So the devil's going to come at us, and he's going to come at us with everything he can, especially in the end times. And we are in the end times. And why? Because he wants to make sure that we don't make heaven our home. And God, on the opposite side, says, I want to make sure heaven is your home. The road is long and narrow. And you know, the Bible also says that more will go to hell than to heaven, because we want to live in the world that we live in. We don't want to give up our faith, but we don't want to give up the actions of the world. We don't want to give up the luxuries of the world, but we don't want to give up our faith. Well, you can't have both. You either serve God or you serve the world. That's what the Bible says. Amen. It says you can only serve one master, me or the world. And God is a God of love and honor. He's going to honor your choice. But when it all goes down, don't say, God, why me? Why am I going through this? Why am I living this kind of life? Why is this happening to me? What are your life's choices that you're making? Job, we know Job lived not a sinless life, but as close to a sinless life as he could. We know that Job was the richest ruler at the time. We know that Job had cattle beyond cattle. He had a beautiful family. We know that Job had everything. And when the devil came at him, and God allowed the devil to come at him, he said, have you trusted my faithful servant Job? Can God say that about you today? Can he say, have you trusted my faithful servant? And then you put your name on that. Have you trusted devil? Have you trusted my faithful servant Antonio? Will I stand the test? Will I go through what Job did? He's taken everything away from me. You know, there's some stuff going on in my personal life. And my wife said something to me last night when we were driving. And she said, it's like you missed the certain opportunities that were supposed to be there aren't there no more. And the windows are closing, the doors are closing. But you know what? I don't see it like that. I see it like this, that I have to continue to trust God that these things are going to happen according to his time and not mine. According to his plan and not mine. And so I see that Job is doing this. And he says, go after him. And we know the story. I'm not preaching something that nobody in here has probably never heard. And if you haven't heard it, then that's because you haven't studied. So he goes in there and he says, well, Job didn't curse him. Job didn't do nothing. His own wife came at him. His own family told him to do it. His own friends were making accusations or lies about him. But Job stayed the course. And the devil comes at him, well, you didn't let me hurt him. You only let me take things away. Oh, I could take things away from you. You can go back out and work, and you go back out and get them. Oh, it's only a car. I'll get another one. It's only a suit. I'll get another one. By the way, thank you, Brother Mark, for mine. See, we look at material things, and we say, it's only this, it's only that. We'll get another one. Can I tell you what you can't get another? You can't get another life. When this life is over, that's it. It's done. You're either going one or two places. You're either going to heaven or you're going to hell. And again, the worst part about hell is separation totally forever from God. And that should scare the behoovers out of you. Because we should be wanting to live a life that's pleasing to God. Can I tell you something? When I lived for the world, I had everything. I thought I did. I had everything. I had diamonds. I had gold. I had rings. I had cars. I had everything. But what I didn't have was a salvation of knowing that one day when I leave this world that I will be in peace and harmony with the Father all the time. I didn't have that assurance. I thought I did, but I didn't. I do now. And so I see Job. So he goes and he says, you can go ahead and attack Job. Attack him physically. Go ahead. So God asks from us, what he asks from us is like he asked from Job, complete trust and wisdom. Job had wisdom when he sought God. He questioned God. I can't imagine him being cut up with boils and sores all over the bottom of, from the bottom of his feet to the sole of his head, losing all his family members, losing all his wealth, and saying, God, why? Didn't I do what you asked me to do? God, didn't I honor you the way you wanted me to do? God, didn't I take care of my family the way you wanted me to do? God, didn't I provide for my neighbors like you wanted me to? So why are you allowing this to happen? Sometimes God allows things to happen to tice, to, so other people can see our trials as faith. What we go through, will God honor that? Yes, if we keep our faith in God. I can't get those poor girls off my mind, the little boy and little girl that just, and then this one guy laughing about it and saying more are coming. The church is going down. Condemning us because we love Christ. You know, here's my thing. I got into it with a guy who called himself an atheist about a month and a half ago. And I told him, I said, you don't believe in God? He said, no. I said, well, if you don't believe in God at all, none at all. Then let me ask you a question. Why does it offend you so much that I do? Why does it offend you? Because deep down inside, they do. They do. But they don't want to give up the hands that they got in this world. See, Job was accused of being wicked by his friends. In Job 23:22-5 says, Eliphaz made up sins against Job, sins that were not true. In Job 33:9, Elisha again made up accusations against sin against Job. Let's go to that one, because that one I thought was pretty. So 33:9, Job 33:9 says this. Go back to it. I passed it. For he spake and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people none effect. Okay? And then Job 22 is the one I wanted. My bad. See, I'm trying to go fast and I need to slow my roll down here. And I got a new Bible because my other one, my old pages were falling out. But that's a good thing. That means I opened them a lot. It said, they cried unto thee and were delivered. They trusted in thee and were not confound. Okay? So confound was put to shame. That word right there, confound, means put to shame. He says that Job was treating people bad and nothing was happening to him is the way I took that. And that was a sin because Job, nowhere in the Bible does it say that Job was mean and hateful to nobody. Matter of fact, it said that Job's employed a lot. Job secured his family. They would sit down every meal and eat and pray together. And that's why I believe that verse, that thing comes from a family that prays together, stays together. I believe that came out of Job. I don't know that it did, but in my heart it did, because this is, when I read the book of Job and I've studied the book of Job, it's like the book of Ruth. Two of my favorite books in the Bible because of what they've been through and where they went and how they served God. Neither one of them were mean or hateful in any way. Almost like they didn't have a mean bone in their body. And God rewarded them for that. Though they went through trials. Job went through a lot of trials in life. Friends, family, his own wife turned on him. His own friends. Job claimed never to be without sin. Matter of fact, he claimed only that sin was not the cause of his calamity. Sin was not the cause of what he was going through. So when somebody says, oh, you must have a lot of sin in your life because you're constantly sick, they speak of not what they know. They're lying. They don't know the word of God. They're just speaking lies. They're speaking hatred. And not for nothing, I think there's enough hatred in this world already that Christians don't have to go out and spew it. Now, I got accused of that by a friend of mine, on liberal, on Facebook this week. And I shut her down. Because, anybody that knows me knows I'm a very political person. I love my country. I love God first, but I love my country too. And this person said that the only ones who ever spew hate are the Republicans. So I had to go give her a list. And I said, what saith you? And that's what I ended. And I told her, I said, I got a lot of love and respect for you because I know the family well, but she hasn't responded to me yet. Now, she'll probably see this video and she'll give me a nice little response. It's not. But he says that the reason, he claimed that the only sin was not the cause of calamity, for we have walked with integrity. And when you walk with integrity, the devil don't like that. See, the devil don't care that you're sitting here today. He doesn't care about that at all. What he does care is when you walk out those doors, what you're going to do with it. When you open your hands and you put your hands together, I mean, you start praying. When you start studying the Word of God outside this place, and then you go out and you tell somebody about it, now he's upset with you. And that's okay with me. I mean, let him be upset with me. I don't care what the devil thinks about me. I know and care about what God thinks about me. We believe someone taught that when we have one sin in our life, we get the sick and pain all the time, that we have chaos, that we have financial problems, that we have family problems. The list goes on and on and on of what the devil wants to put in our heads. And so sometimes because we're not living a life for God, we're not living life that God called us to live, we allow to entertain those thoughts. That imaginational thoughts sit in our head and they hit in our hearts. And so we allow those thoughts to go through our head and then we say, why God? Why God? Can I ask you this? Why not? You said your faith is strong. You said you love the Lord. You said my faith is in you, God. I trust in you, God. You said, God, I put everything on you. God, I gave you my heart. When you got saved, you gave God your heart. You said it. So why not you? Why not allow God to use you to minister to somebody else? Why not allow God to use you to touch someone else's life? Because you don't know who's watching, who might be going through something very similar, and they're watching to see how you went. See, Job's family watched to see how he went. And Job wouldn't curse God. He wouldn't get angry. He didn't do anything wrong. And his friends came from afar and saying, hey, just do it and be over with, man. Be done with. He said, no. His wife said, just curse God and let's move on. No. And because of that, eventually, God said, okay, it's enough. Back off. Leave him alone. And here's the point. The whole time the devil was tormenting Job and torturing, you know what he could not do? He couldn't kill him. He could not take the life away from Job because God said no. God says no today to the devil about taking your life. He has no authority over your life. He has no authority over whether you die or live. He has no authority. Only God has that authority. And that right there should be calming to us that, hey, you know what? I'm serving God. And it's like this. This is how I think about it. And maybe this is wrong the way I think about it. This is how I think about it. I think about it as a restaurant. You got a good clientele coming in, and they always ask about the chef. How's the chef? What's he got on special today? Why? Because he's cooking good meals. He's creating an atmosphere in that restaurant through the waitresses and the waitstaff, the way he treats them, the way he talks to them, the meals he fixes. So if you own that restaurant, and this guy's making you all your money, are you going to go fire him because he's 5 minutes late one day? No. Mm-mm. You're not going to, right? You're going to hold on to him. You see, this is the way I think about it. I know that I'm going to fall short of the glory of God. I know that I'm going to make mistakes along my way, but I also know that God sees a man in me that wants to honor him. Though I may fall short of the glory of God, but no weapons formed against me are going to prosper because God is going to protect me. So God's not going to allow the devil to eliminate me completely. I might go through some trials, but then again, did I gain that strength through them trials? In 1 Peter, it talks about that. In 1 Peter 1:6, it talks about our strength, our strength in through our faith, enduring the trials. And it says this right here. It says, and this is just a note in my Bible. It says, trials tested the quality of a Christian's faith. God is pleased to subject Christians to trials so that they may perceive the quality of their own faith. For Job affirmed that he would continue to trust God even if God were to slay him. That means Job saw behind his present life. We cannot look at what we have to hear now. We got to look at the forever. What we have now is plaster set it. We're all blessed. We're up here. We're in church. We're all dressed nice. We all look like we're healthy to the part, you know, we have food to eat. Okay? We have the, we can come in church here and study the Word of God and not worry about the government coming and taking us away and putting us in prison. Several years back, I was supposed to go to China, and my trip got canceled because they said if you touch ground, they're waiting on you. And when you're there, by the way, during the training for us to go to China, we were never allowed to say the Word of God. They were going to go through all our mail, to listen to all our voice recordings, everything, because we didn't have the privilege over there. They don't have the privilege over there to serve God as we do. We have that privilege here. So we do have, we are blessed here. We are blessed in this country. But are we blessed that we want to go out and say, God, thank you for using me? Let me tell you something. When I go through trials, I thank God. Do I like going through trials? No. Do I like being tested? No. I have a short fuse to be tested with. But when it's God testing me, I say, God, you're the creator. You're my law. You're my boss. You're my king. You're my savior. I trust you that you know what you're doing better than I do. Because when I do things on my own, I make mistakes. And I follow it up every time. It says that, we see Job that not understanding the circumstances of what he's going through, he must wonder why. In verse 15, I started out with verse 14, I should have started with verse 15, but I just thought that, you know, we're looking at the flesh of the body. We allow our flesh to take control. We see something, we go get it. We want this, we do this. Why? Because it's our flesh. Sometimes we buy stuff and do stuff that we really don't need to do. We really don't need to buy, but we saw it, so we want it. It's like going by a bakery. Woo, the smell in the morning is so good. Yeah. And you know you're a diabetic. Yeah. Talking to my wife now. Come on. You know you're going to have to shoot up. Talking to my wife now. But you're going to go in there and you're going to go buy that cinnamon bun with that icing on it. Why? Because it looks so good and it smells so good and it tastes so good. It's worth going through the little bit of pump up to get it. We do this. That's the flesh taking over. But the better part of us tells us, no, don't do it. It could send you into this. It could send you into this. You know, when I was really heavy, I had a thyroid problem. And my thing was is that I like to work outside and I like to do stuff. But I'd be outside 20 minutes and I'm and that was just bending over tying my shoe. But I did it anyway. Because why? Because I knew that somewhere along the line that there was a trial here. And God was going to restore me. And he was going to take me and he was going to clean me up to what he wants me to be. But sometimes we have to go through. That's why it says that he refined us. Do you think that the three brothers, Meshach, Reshach, and Abednego, did I say it right? I'm getting better with those three names. I always call them oregano. Must be the Italian. But you think when they said they weren't bound to the king, they said, we'll never bow to you. You think they didn't trust God that he was going to get them through that? Even if we burn up in there, we're going to trust God. We're not bound to you. What about Daniel? You know, we think, okay, Daniel went in the lion's den and they just threw him in the lion's den and the lion's didn't bother him. They starved the lions for 3 weeks or so. And there wasn't just one lion, there were lots of lions. But they said that the lions lay down and he went to sleep peacefully. Yeah. Why? Because his trust in God. God, why are you putting me in this fire? God, why are you putting me in this lion's den? God, why are you making my finances hurt? God, why is my family going away? Why are my kids straying from you? Although I brought them to church all these years, why are they going the opposite direction? Train a child up in the way of the Lord, and God says he shall return. Trials. It's called faith. It's called faith. Faith is believing in something not seen. And none of us has seen our future, but we trust in God that our future is in his hands.
Pastor Spell and the congregation of Victory Gospel Lighthouse wish to thank you for tuning into our broadcast and want you to join us at the same time next Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. for more of God's Word here on HLE Radio. If you would like to partner with us by spreading the gospel, you can send your support to P.O. Box 387, Jennings, Louisiana 70546. If you would like to listen to more sermons, you can do so by going to hleradio.com and clicking on Online Sermons, Victory Gospel Lighthouse. We hope you will join us next week. God bless you and God bless America.
No, I'm not perfect, and I'll never be. Your sweet forgiveness, Lord.
Here comes His grace again. There goes my fear. Here comes my Lord and friend to drive me.